This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 past the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with television and movie stars. Oh, wait a minute, they couldn't make it today. So we have... Well, they've all been, they're either harassing somebody or being harassed.
Right. So they're all under arrest.
Yeah, they're all under arrest. And so we have somebody who's already been under arrest and has gotten free, Joe Crummy, who, because of his evil status in the world of the law, I shot the, remember, what was that old song?
I fought the law.
Yeah, I shot the sheriff.
Yeah, I fought the law. I shot the sheriff, too. Right.
Well, yeah, you did both those things. And they're all explained at evilthoughts.com or evilthoughts.com. YouTube or YTube or XCube or wherever
Evil
it is.
Thoughts iTunes. Apple. iTunes. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So Joe Crummy is person number one. Victoria Keelan is person number two. Not necessarily in order. If I were to put the people that I think are important in order, I would start with Victoria because she's a very important member of the DJV show, the gang that every morning talks about things that, as Tom Likas used to say, remember... But he used to say, Joe, the
what you really care about.
Yes, right. So Victoria's here. Rich McFadden has to join
Bringing up the rear.
Yes, and that's a good... He's got a nice one. That's not sexual harassment,
though. Whoa, okay, you're on your arrest.
Call my lawyer. Hold on a second.
Okay, good for you.
What are you, Al Franken?
Call my lawyer. All right. So we've got the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, to talk about the people on the list. And I get criticized because often I get started and we stop at certain places and we don't get to give the list, although we do actually record the list to be positioned here. But I'll go through the top 10 stories anyway. You see what you think. Sports talk, the action in the National Football League and the National Basketball Association. Okay, so that's worthy of some consideration, but it doesn't seem like it's very important this week because of other things that we will get to. Number 9, the continuing debate about where and how to have sanctuary cities. Legal, illegal, yes, no, maybe. Number 8, the economy with a focus on Bitcoin. Yes, and the stock market as well. Mr. Tillerson is number 7. The fact that he's going to be scooted off to Baltimore or some other place by the end of the month, it would seem. And you see pictures of the two of them together, Trump and Tillerson, the looks on their faces when they're sitting next to each other. Oy. All right, let's see. Who else have we got in here? Oh, this is a surprise. You never would have thought the Trump-Russia investigation would still be in the top 10, right? It's number 6. North Korea and how do we bop off Mr. Kim Jong-un is number 5. The Trump tweets, there are always bunches of Trump tweets, and this week is no exception there. Let's see here, the GOP tax plan, sexual misconduct allegations in general, number 2, and Matt Lauer, number 1. Okay, let's talk about the hiccup in the Republican tax plan, because wasn't it the thinking earlier in the week that there, with all of this rewriting being done, this was going to get through, but some people say voters don't like the bill. Is it that they don't like the bill or they don't know the bill? Anything that I've seen, and I'm trying to look at objectively all the information, not just from one side or the other, the people on the left say it's horrible for the middle class. The people on the right say, oh, it doesn't give enough to people who enough incentive for people to invest in this, that, or the other thing. I usually look at something like this. It's like a divorce or a lawsuit. If both sides are not happy, it's probably a pretty good bill. So are there things today...
The mortgage interest deduction would be the big thing for those of us who live in major cities.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Why are they doing the city thing? Well, that's one of the things. Why should it make a difference?
It just affects those people more because their houses are worth more, so they have bigger loans. So they pay more.
If you live in a high tax state, if you live in a high tax state, New Jersey, maybe where you are, Rich, around in and around D.C. or certainly Los Angeles, California, you're paying these high taxes. You get to deduct a lot of that. That's going to take away, and what you're going to get back is a standard deduction, whatever that will not offset what you're going to end up paying, and that's what people are mad about.
I'm betting that's going to change because they won't. It's with the election next year.
New York, New Jersey, and California, three blue states are going to be the highest affected, so I don't really think they care that much.
Right, exactly.
The thing that's
confusing to me, though, is the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is the congressional scorekeeper on tax bills, they came out and said that it will spur some economic growth, but it won't be nearly enough to actually offset how much the deficit is going to be added to. And I'm very surprised that Republicans, who are always talking about the deficit, I'm very surprised that they're pushing this through when all the numbers I've seen, it's up to $1 trillion it'll add to the deficit.
I don't get that part because by eliminating, this is my understanding, that I could be crazy, but by eliminating those interest deductions that we were just talking about, that should raise, I think, $750 billion right there. And that's a lot of money.
One of the things they never take into consideration, though, when they give out these numbers, is that the revenue that it will create because of the corporate tax cut, for example. How much revenue will that create? And they don't put, all they put is the loss of income that we have today based on the numbers that we collect today. Yeah, they don't. They don't project future revenues.
And isn't that
so? It's a little bit of a twisted number.
Yeah. Right, isn't that sort of a big component of all of this? That supposedly this is
the bottom line here is that the Republicans cannot afford to lose anything, so it's going to get done.
I think the bottom line is they have to do something sooner or later, and this is going to be it. That's what it is.
They have to get it done, as it were.
They got to get something done. They got to get something done legislatively before the end of the calendar year, or they're going to look stupid.
Even if
I think that's what's going on. It's going to be imperfect, but what
they can do, like Nancy Pelosi said, let's pass the bill and then we'll fix it afterwards. Isn't that what she said?
Hey, you were the one that just said, hey, you know, if everybody's unhappy, it's got to be good. So come on, own it.
I guess I remember back to the days when I had a mortgage and that deduction was pretty important, for the economy, more than anything else. Everything in the economy, and all the projections are great for the economy. Everything is around house starts. That's where it starts and stops. More houses being built, that fuels the economy like you wouldn't believe. If people can't borrow money and deduct the cost of the mortgage on their, there'll be people who won't buy houses. They'll rent.
I'm that person. My husband and I, we just got married almost 6 months ago. We just had this conversation about the tax bill. We're in the tax bracket where this type of a tax bill and not being able to write off that mortgage interest that keeps us as renters and not buyers.
See, that's
literally we are so in the heat of this bill in this specific issue.
This is where
issue.
These old fossils in the political circles are.
They already have their five houses, but this is going to prevent me from having my first house.
Yeah,
that's how important this is.
And that's
I think people don't, you know, older people who are well established
won't pass it unless they give them some kind of a big chunk, and this is the only thing that they could grab.
Well, I don't know. If it doesn't change, then this keeps me.
But the
in
Democrats
the rental market.
want to eliminate mortgage deduction. The Democrats do.
No, they just
I don't think they want the
money to keep rolling in, and this is the only way they could keep doing it and cut taxes elsewhere.
No, you're not going to get any Democrats voting for this tax bill, except John McCain. I'm sorry.
All right. 15 past the hour. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show weekly podcast at, curiously enough, talkradiocountdownshow.com. Weekly podcast of some of these discussions, the overview from our point of view, and then Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, his points of view as well, all summarized, put together, and well edited in the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Here's something, speaking as we are often in this season, about what to get for yourself. How about getting something for yourself? You get things for your family, your loved ones, your friends, but are you getting something for yourself? If you haven't, Richie, this is right up your alley.
Oh, tell me, tell me.
Vivint Smart Home System. You love this kind of technology.
I'm curious.
You do.
Yeah.
So, when, for example, the most practical way of applying it at this time of the year, all those packages that are being left off, when the fellow from UPS or FedEx or wherever pushes the button on the doorbell, it will give, there's a camera with this system. So you are at work, your smartphone is activated, you look and you see the UPS guy's there, you unlock the door from work, he sticks the package inside the house, and you can see him closing the door as you're witnessing on the camera at the door.
That's awesome.
What's going on.
I'm in.
And it's fabulous.
Set me up.
What you got. So there are all kinds of other enhancements, but that's a great practical example of how these Vivint systems work. And you shouldn't be the first. Well, yeah, maybe you should be. Yeah, you'd be the first one on your block, Richie, to get one of these.
Happy
and then you
to.
Tell everybody about them. It's comfort, it's convenience, it's safety, it's security, all of these things rolled into one. Call 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. You can check it out online, too. If you go to djvshow.com, you see the banner ad for Vivint Smart Home. Look at that. Click through and see all the details, what it does for you. And then you can, the number, you're reminded of the number there as well. 855-718-6167.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, so here we have Rex Tillerson apparently on the way out. Let's see, that's, what is that, number 7 this week. And his replacement, the fellow who runs the CIA, Mike Pompeo, wasn't he a politician? Pompeo. Why do I remember
him? Yes, he was NSA or something like that.
Well, he ran the CIA.
Right.
And now there's another rep that's going to become the leader of the CIA, apparently. And that's Tom Cotton, the senator. So they lose another Republican in the Senate. That's going to be dicey, isn't it? Isn't that a little dicey? Isn't
right? Then they got to go back to Arkansas. Where's Cotton from? Arkansas, I think. What the, now they? Because they have to look down. Excuse me.
Well, the governor appoints somebody for the rest of the term, right? Isn't that how it works?
Right. So they got to figure that out.
Yeah. So, but they, I would think they got to be doing a lot of counting as all of these pieces. But I can't get over when I look at pictures of Tillerson together with Trump, what a mismatch that is.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that guy. He's a no-nonsense guy. I like
that. Yeah, he's been very
good. I like
him.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good. I didn't expect good
things. He helps me sleep at night.
Yeah. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Holy moly. It's 23 past the hour. Talk Radio Review as we continue here. We be me. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and with Joe Crummy and with Victoria Keelan, all talk radio experts with opinions galore. So we sprinkle the discussion with a few facts. And then maybe a few clarifications. We always have to clear up what Joe says because sometimes it's not easy for those evil thoughts in our way to make our to see clearly. But we can see clearly now. And it appears Mr. Trump is urging Senate Republicans to end the Russia probe, which is number 6 this week. What else can be said about that that hasn't been said already 100,000,000,000,000,000 times? Right?
Nothing. It's inappropriate, and there's nothing they can do about
What's inappropriate, Richie?
The fact that he tries to pressure somebody or ask somebody to stop the investigation against him.
That's insane.
It's inappropriate, but it's not illegal, so move along. Nothing to see here.
Okay, so I should move on, Richie? Is that what you're talking
about? Well, you're going to see all weekend long the CNNs, the MSNBCs, everybody talking about it, and there's just nothing there.
Well,
I think it's harassment. I think he should sue for harassment. That's what I think.
It's not like they can kick him out of office because of it. So,
well, depending on what they find, but yeah. He's just going to pardon everybody anyway. The whole Kushner thing, I mean, that's...
There are a lot of fake social media messages that came from the Russians during the presidential campaign last year. And a lot of it wasn't just aimed at the election. Apparently, there's a lot of racist stuff in it. I never saw any of these. Did any of you... ever
yes,
see?
You did. You just didn't know you did.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? I probably saw stuff from your page.
Right. From my page?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really on Facebook that much, so.
You know, they did more. They did.
I don't know that this really affected younger people the way that it affected an older generation that is sort of the key demo
Boom.
Of Facebook.
Booyah. That's a shot across the bow.
No, yeah. it's true. I mean, look, the numbers are the numbers, Rich. I mean, Facebook is an older demographic.
Old folks got taken by the Riskies, but I'm too smart for that.
No, I'm just saying that Facebook, I didn't see this. I guarantee I did not see nearly as much stuff as
you did. Let me click on Facebook right now, see whose birthday it is, and see if there's any Russians in there celebrating their birthday.
Well, you know, Twitter was infected. I mean, isn't Twitter, Twitter's hip? A lot of
not the same way, though, because Twitter's burn rate is so fast, and Facebook people actually spend a lot of
burn
time
rate
on.
Explain
it means that, that when
it
you see
so the old folks who use Facebook
when you see a tweet it's gone in a nanosecond and there's a million other tweets already that have repopulated that space so that's what they call the burn rate it doesn't have time to affect you the way that a Facebook post does.
How many people here have used Bitcoin in a transaction, or know really what Bitcoin is all about? That's number 8 this week on the story list.
I would love to use Bitcoin, but I can't afford it. It's one Bitcoin is $11,000, right?
But what do you? I'm so confused by this. I don't know what you do with it.
Well, on the surface, it's a ruse because it's currency based on nothing.
Yeah,
but then so again,
look at this.
So is our currency. Our currency is based on nothing because it's not backed by gold.
Anymore.
So that's the only reason Bitcoin gets any interest is because what is our currency worth? And people get
currency.
So they go out and buy this Bitcoin stuff.
Well, there's a difference though. The United States currency is backed up by a lot of guys with guns. And Bitcoin isn't, okay?
And
there's
oil.
A big difference.
Oil.
Okay.
Is
right.
Really
they're backed up by the full force and credit of whatever that means of the United freaking States of America.
Yeah.
That does still carry a lot of weight.
It does, but people, conspiracy theorists, think, oh my goodness, it's going down. Get me some Bitcoin.
Well, that's the same with gold, Richie. Look at all the gold advertisers we have on the air.
Yep.
And they're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. By the way, the shoe's dropping now. It's 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Can't be soon enough that we're back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Review. We have as a broadcast professional, going through the list from Talkers Magazine, the people and the stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. Joe has a web, well, it's not really a web, it's an insightful podcast called Evil Thoughts, and it's done every day of the week, 7 days of the week, and twice on Sunday, actually. He needs to work a little harder at it on Sunday. So I did go through the story list, and now I think I'll do the people list. At number 10, Jim Nabors. Passing away at the age of 87, Gomer Pyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people don't remember, he had a variety show that was really very entertaining. He was very, very, I interviewed him.
Amazing,
he's a wonderful
singer.
Guy. Very nice. Oh, yeah, great voice, great baritone
voice.
Well,
that was the weird thing about that actor, Jim Nabors, because I remember him as a kid when he was playing Gomer Pyle and had this goofy voice. And then I heard him sing one time in this deep baritone.
Fabulous.
I freaked out.
Yeah.
I went,
he had a couple of real big records.
Over the course of his career. Like this, but on TV, it was like, well, how you doing?
Yeah,
like,
that's
like,
right.
What?
That was the same. And by the way, in person, a very sophisticated lot of finesse. Yep, yeah. Very. I liked him. Number nine, Kate Steinle. What's going on with that whole investigation?
That's a big California story, right?
Yeah.
Somebody help me out with who Kate Steinle is. Was the woman that was killed up at Pier, I think, 32 up in San Francisco by the illegal immigrant guy, and he was acquitted of all charges yesterday. That would be murder, involuntary manslaughter, and assault with a deadly weapon. And they Only thing they got him for was illegal possession of a firearm. This is the kind of stuff that got Trump elected.
Yeah, it is. And this is craziness. These people, these illegals that do robberies and murders and drunk
deported
driving.
Deported five times previously.
Oh, my
five
God.
Times.
He's going to be deported again.
Well, yeah. So he can go back again.
Thank you, San Francisco.
But he admitted to the crime and then was acquitted. So what happened during the trial? That's what I think most people are confused by.
If you listen to the defense lawyer, basically an attack on immigrants. And that's how they work this whole case, is if you convict this guy, you're convicting all immigrants.
Yeah, great. Hey. All right.
Well, they're saying the Department of Justice is going to jump in now. These would be federal charges.
All they can do is
Sessions in on it.
Yeah.
And see if they can convict him that way. But Trump
is
going to use this to build the wall.
I don't like the idea of the wall because I don't really think it does anything. But, my God, something has to be done about this stuff. This is just out of control, beyond belief, that people actually think this way, that it can be so obvious what happened, and yet the guy doesn't get convicted and he's done all of these other things. You know, you could say, well, that's just like O.J. Simpson. You couldn't convict him of one thing, so you get him for something else. Yes. Yep. Exactly. So, number 8, John McCain. He seems to always be the contrarian. Joe, don't like him anymore because you
not as much as I used to. The joke yesterday was, and this is a funny joke I saw on Reddit yesterday, was when they were talking about, they were saying, wow, the president's tax plan just got its first Democratic vote, and they were referring to the news that McCain might support it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Don't you have to show an ID and be under 22 to get on Reddit? You're too old for Reddit.
Yeah, you're right. It has a quick burn rate. So.
But why don't people have respect for a politician who doesn't just go down the party line? Why? Well, I don't
because
understand
why. Because
we
become so alienated, Victoria.
Isn't that what the
so
point
party
is?
Conscious.
Right? Yeah. You're supposed to look at each individual
Instead
issue.
Instead of
and
the country right or wrong,
right.
It's my party right or wrong,
right.
Which is a sickness.
It is a sickness, and I agree with you. And I think that the people bashing John McCain are insane, and they obviously are not the ones who
Well, there are a lot of good reasons
change.
To bash him, but that not because of some of the...
Well, I bash him because I agree in general with what you guys say about politicians, but McCain is a guy who campaigned on we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He campaigned on it. He made a big deal about it. He said he was...
There hasn't been anything that's worth saying yes to, though. What have the Republicans presented?
But,
nothing.
Well, they have a number of times, and it hasn't
not
killed
good plans.
It.
They're not good plans.
Well, that's what he says. It's not a good plan. But there's a guy who
is that he's against everything the Republicans do. It's not like he's like, okay, I like this and I don't like that. It's everything that they bring up.
John McCain is a perfect example of somebody who's been there too long. That's if he's got any knock coming, it's he's been too long in that position. He's very angry. He's very
arrogant. Yeah, but you know what?
He's very
difficult. Yeah, I think you're right, but
to deal with.
John Conyers said to him, hold my beer.
Conyers.
You know, seriously. So we'll get to that soon enough, but I'm just saying. Hold
my
beer.
All right. Let's keep going here. Wasn't there a meeting? Number 7 is Schumer and Pelosi. Wasn't there supposed to be a meeting between them and Trump that got canceled?
Yeah. Trump tweeted that at them, and then they canceled the meeting.
What did he do?
They took the bait. They took the bait.
He said, I don't think we'll be able to work anything out before they were meeting.
And then they said, okay.
So why meet?
What's the point then?
And they bring the cameras in, and there's empty seats, and they kind of fell for that. How effective that's going to be, I'm not so sure. But that works great for Trump's base.
Look at how much attention is paid to Trump and his associates and to the things that are going on around him. I'm looking at this list of people, and they're all related. Jared Kushner, Mueller, Michael Flynn, the business. There's nowhere on here, Victoria, in the people list. I can't believe this. There's no mention of the new princess-to-be. How come Meghan Markle...
A huge oversight. That's one of the top three biggest stories of the whole week.
Yeah.
Is the royal engagement, North Korea, and whatever Trump's lunacy is.
These people
week.
Crazy.
What?
I think you're crazy, but I think it did work. It's a big world,
Are
Mitch.
Are you kidding? Everybody's talking
women
about
have
that.
To live
That's
in it.
That's People Magazine stuff.
No.
It's the whole world.
Not to women, it's not.
People are talking about
it. It's a woman thing.
It's fluff.
It's not a woman thing.
I don't think it's a woman thing.
It is to me. I don't have any interest. I have a little bit of interest.
You're a hermaphrodite.
So let me ask you this. What would you knock off of this list to put the engagement of not even the guy who's going to be the king of
Bitcoin,
one of the princes on there? What would you take off of this list?
Yeah, maybe the Bitcoin. That's not a bad idea.
Maybe. I was kidding, but I think Victoria brings up a great point, but I do think it's largely female. I don't think a lot of guys are sitting around going, oh, God,
I'm in touch with my feminine side, Joe, and I believe me, a lot of people are talking about it on both sides.
You know what's coming? And
you better watch out. Being in touch with your feminine side, you might have to sue yourself.
Well, I might want to buy. She's going to have some line of jewelry coming out soon, and I want to find out if Victoria's going to buy any of it. That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You're laughing because you know it's right.
Meghan Markle jewelry.
Yes! I haven't heard about the jewelry thing, but
coming. It'll be,
Well, people know. Obviously, they're following everything she's wearing. So, in the fashion world, yes, it's a big deal. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think a royal is really going to put out a line of jewelry. That's kind of QVC. You know,
they will if they can
Hollywood
take 10% of it or 5% of it and put it to
somebody will put it out.
Trust if it's for charity, then I would definitely.
Right. I'll keep the other 85% of the profit and 15%
you know
I'll give away.
You're going to be doing your hair like her. You're going to be wearing the same clothes. I know how this works.
I think
I saw it with Lady Di. I saw it already.
She needs to have a couple of slices of pizza or a good hamburger. Yeah, she's too skinny.
Wow, 40, you guys, man. I'm stepping back from this one.
43 past the,
I'm out.
Past the hour. My Pillow. Richie, how's your pillow?
My pillow is good because I have My Pillow.
My Pillow.
I'm waiting
Joe,
have
you got one of these
My
Pillows?
I want one for Christmas, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I have four of them, Joe. Good stuff.
Maybe he'll send you his used ones.
You know That's what? I'm going to hold you to that right now. I want My Pillow.
A used My Pillow is better than a new pillow.
Tell you what, send me a couple new ones. I'll send Joe mine.
Right. I want a new My Pillow.
My Pillow is made in America. My Pillow has been made with the fill that allows you to fix the pillow to support your head and your neck much better than other pillows do. 10-year warranty comes with a pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all kinds of other things that are sleep-related. It's not just a pillow company. It's all about you getting a good night's rest. So MyPillow, the best holiday deal here is you buy one and you get one free. That's it. No other pillow is like MyPillow, and there are no other deals like this around. So give yourself a gift. Give people that you care about a gift. New pillows for Christmas. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. One pillow at the regular price, premium pillow. Second one comes free. Lots of them are being shipped out. Get them while they last. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The holidays aren't just a special time for friends and family. For businesses, they're also a time to show thanks to their customers and employees alike. And Staples is there for them throughout the holiday season. The company's Lisa Scope explains.
We have everything that businesses need for holiday gifting, whether they're sending season's greetings to their clients and customers or showing appreciation to their employees. To help them spread the seasonal spirit, we have a wide variety of custom greeting cards, which let them wish happy holidays with a personal touch.
What other kinds of gifts do you offer?
We have all sorts of promotional products that allow businesses to create personalized and branded gifts, including bags, pens, drinkware, t-shirts, and hats. We also have all the essentials to plan holiday events, like labels, invitations, menus, and banners. We can help businesses meet all of their gifting and appreciation needs all season long.
Learn more at staples.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
All right, so back to the talk radio review from the countdown list supplied by People Magazine, good deck, by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. The Matt Lauer case has captivated everybody's attention, sexual misconduct in general, but his story and the fall in his, 24 hours, he's there, and then he's not.
I'm curious what the DJV perspective on this week, because I remember Jennifer talking about him having affairs with Natalie Morales years ago.
Yeah.
So how did you guys cover this, and was anybody shocked or no?
Well, Victoria, you can handle that one.
I was shocked that he was fired. I wasn't necessarily shocked that he was up to no good, but I also was not surprised when I found out I was an intern, which is just stupid. But I was surprised at how quickly NBC fired him. And he found out, I think, the woman went in with her lawyer on Monday afternoon. They had a three-hour meeting with HR. She showed pictures that Matt Lauer had texted her of parts of his naked body. That was part of the reason that they made the decision so quickly. And then they called him before he was about to go to bed on Monday night. So I was surprised at how quickly it all happened, yes.
All right. So under the circumstances, is he being treated fairly? Are others who have been charged with this being treated fairly?
Dude, you know what? You're stupid if in this day and age you're texting pictures of yourself to an intern.
Yeah.
You are just a moron, and you deserve whatever comes down your street.
Well, if you're messing with an intern in any way,
right?
You're on a ego-based power.
Can I say something about it?
Well, hold on one second, Joe. Hold on. These things where it's like 20 years ago, this guy did this. 20 years ago is a different time. Does it make it right? No, it doesn't at all. But when you've got people that are still doing these things today with all the conversation that's going on, you better prepare to get a new job because yours is done.
To that point, about 20 years ago, I used to work at NBC, and I did the all-night show at WNBC. And in the morning on the way out, I would run into the Today Show staff in the elevator. And and one day I actually went to the set. It was on a different floor. I forget. We were on the mezzanine, whatever. But, I mean, we went there, and I met Bryant Gumbel. And I'm just gonna say this to answer your question: why would anybody do this? Just the ego on these people.
Yeah, they lose all sense of reality.
By the way, Brian Gumbel is being talked about as a replacement, bringing him back to replace Matt Lauer along with Willie Geist, who's as boring as a newspaper.
Yeah, I saw that too. Check
Willie Geist is like listening to paint dry. Forget about
Carson
watching.
Daly might be a good choice.
You know, Carson Daly can't do it, but Carson Daly can't do it time-wise because he's on the West Coast with the Voice, and that's filmed. He's already flying back and forth.
Yeah, he's going back and forth.
Why would you want to do that anyway?
That's
why would you
want to do that?
I mean, Carson Daly's got a cake job. Just keep it.
I'll take the 20 million.
Who needs it?
It's 10 before the hour. Talk radio review time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 53 past the hour. Time for us to put the list in play this week of the top tech stories. Victoria Keelan is here with the details. Starting at number 5, we work to number 1. There's a new app that looks like it would be very helpful.
Well, especially with holiday travel, this app will definitely become one of your favorites. It's called AirHelp. It's a free app to download. And what they do is, if you are experiencing severe delays, or if your flight gets canceled, or if you're bumped or anything like that, they'll negotiate with the airlines on your behalf. And they say the average amount of money that they get per successful claim is $450. So especially now with the busy holiday season coming up, American Airlines, we all know they haven't specifically said how many flights might be affected, but there is a pilot shortage just in time for the holidays. So AirHelp may
Merry
be an
Christmas.
App. AirHelp may be an app that you will want to use. Just, they do warn, though, that if you run into issues and airlines are very quick to offer up vouchers, do not take the voucher, because that does prevent you from being able to make a monetary claim later on. So AirHelp will take 25% of whatever commission they can make. That's their commission for whatever money they can recover for you. But that's kind of not that big of a price to pay when you consider how many hours they might have to put in to work on your behalf.
How people get basically screwed because they don't understand the system.
Yep.
Anything else, right?
Exactly.
Okay, number 4 is a Google story that is not good.
Well, this has to do with Google and Android users, and you're right. This is not good news for Google. Since January, it has come to light, Android devices have been collecting cell ID codes and sending the information to Google without the user's permission and without their knowledge. The scariest part about this is that this is actually happening when the device doesn't even have a SIM card in it, and the GPS location services are disabled. It's still sending cell tower ID information. So it's basically telling Google what tower you're pinging off of. So it may not know the exact location of where you are on a certain street, but cell towers are everywhere. So it will always know the closest cell tower that you're pinging. So this is obviously a huge invasion of privacy, especially if people have disabled the GPS locator. And once Google has been called out about this, they said that they will stop collecting data by the end of the year. So we'll see where that goes. But that's not good news for Android users. And I think that this will most likely lead to a very large class action lawsuit, if I had to guess.
All right. So now we're working into December, and this is officially the time when people start thinking about the holiday season and gift buying. So number three is for you.
Yes. Every year, Google compiles a list of the top 10 product searches leading up to the holidays for holiday gifts. And there's a wide range of price tags on this year's list. Number 10 is an Hermes Birkin bag. That's $7,500. 9 is a Movement watch. Those are under $100. That's a good buy. Number 8 is Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line, which is also critically acclaimed. 7 is Nike Air Jordans from 1982. They're a remake. They're $220. They'll set you back. Number 6, family Christmas pajamas. Lots of people like to have the whole family in matching PJs, and that can start as cheap as $20. Number 5, Canada Goose parkas start at $9.25, also pricey. Number 4, Vans sneakers, they're very popular again. Number 3, Call of Duty World War II for Xbox One is $60 for the game. Number 2, UGG boots, that's always on the list every year for Christmas. And number 1 this year is Apple iPhone X, which starts at $1,000.
All right, let's get to number 2.
Mm-hmm. The fear of robots replacing jobs is, of course, very real. The good news is there are specific lines of work that will not suffer the same fate as others. High-risk jobs of losing to automation include anything that only requires a high school degree, cashiers, toll booth operators, truck drivers, delivery drivers, things like that. 7.5 million retail jobs, they say, are at risk, according to this new study. McDonald's and Wendy's, of course, have already started adding kiosks, so, you know, counter people are also at risk. The good news is low-risk jobs include doctors, nurses, sports coaches, hairstylists, cosmetologists, songwriters, and social workers are all apparently not in danger of losing their jobs to automation, which is great news.
All right, number 1, another Facebook focus.
Well, yes, the big news this week is if you're wondering, like so many people are, if you actually saw or fell for any of those Russian-funded Facebook ads during the 2016 presidential race, Facebook is now working on launching a help center portal that will allow users to see which pages or accounts were actually linked to Russia that you may have interacted with. So it will not show you every single ad that you saw, but it will show you the ones that are funded by Russian money. So they say that 126 million Facebook users saw Russia-linked content, and so by the end of this year, we should be able to see that portal.
All right. There it is. Top 5 items this week from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.